Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Prayer. Today we'll be reading from 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 19. 2 Corinthians 5, 17 to 19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. I remembered several years ago when I got baptized, the brothers and sisters at church would say to me, "Oh, congrats, you are a new creation. The old has passed away." I knew it's a verse from the Bible, and it sounds like a blessing to me. So I would say, "Thank you," in response. But in my mind, I was so confused. What does it mean that I'm a new creation? Is there any new and cool cell in my body that's growing right now in my or is the water we use for baptism special to make me new in some way? I had all these questions in my mind, but I didn't ask anyone, nor did anyone explain to me. It was later on, as I started to attend church regularly, I started to slowly understand this passage. Verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. When we wear glass sunglasses, the color of the things we're looking at is different compared to when you're not wearing them. I think the reason why we are a new creation is because when we are in Christ, it's like the Father puts on the sunglasses and looks at us. Instead of making us look like different colors, like the normal one does, the sunglasses our Heavenly Father has served as a filter, making us righteous in the eyes of the Father. The sunglasses are not normal ones that are made of metal and glasses, but the blood of Jesus. Before we gave our life to Jesus, we are the refugees in the world and are dead for our own sins. But after we gave our life to Jesus, we belong to the Father. We have our new identity as a child of God. We have a place in Father's house. Death no longer has any hold on us. Verse 18 says, the old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Our old person is gone. The old identity, dreams, purpose of living are crucified on a cross with Jesus. We no longer belong to the power of death, but the everlasting love of God. We no longer live for ourselves, but for Jesus Christ who died for us. We are no longer kept captive to whatever happened in the past because we are set free by the blood of Christ. Ever since I believed in Jesus, I've always known that I'm a child of God, and I get to live a new abundant life that's promised by God. But not until recently, I came to realize, wow, I actually never understand the new abundant life that God has promised. I've been dealing with my past hurts seriously recently, asking Jesus to come, process my past with me, and bring healing upon it. For years, I've been living a life that's not filled with the joy of God. I got sad and frustrated very easily, sometimes to the point I couldn't pull myself out of the sadness. I would just keep sinking and sinking. But after I've found the root of past hurt, which triggers me in the similar situation as in the past, and I asked Jesus to heal me. I experienced a life that I haven't had in years. I still feel sad and frustrated from time to time, but it's so much lighter than before. And I'm also able to pull myself out of the emotion more easily. Also, it's easier for me to have joy in God. The new life God has promised is so real and so good. The past hurt I had was also real, but if I gave it to Jesus, then it will no longer determine my identity and has less effect on me. God has washed me clean and healed me by the blood of Christ. All the shame, guilt, fear can also be removed if we trust in Jesus. Verse 18 to 19 says, "All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling to the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation." God had this redemptive plan for us humans thousands of years ago, even before Adam and Eve disobeyed him, introduced sins into the world. All this is from God means that nothing else can make this happen except God. His intention was not to have us separate from him due to our sins. He wants us to be able to reconcile with him. And by reconciliation through Jesus means that the separation from God due to our sin can be removed. Also, God will not keep track of sins we have done before. He required nothing of us. We are invited to form a relationship with God. But it doesn't stop here. God gave us the ministry of reconciliation. This redemptive plan is for me, for you, and for everyone else. Anyone who puts faith in Christ has a new life, new identity, which God will not count their sin against them. During this Lenten season, let's press into the new life that God has given to us. The old has passed away. Our old way of thinking, living, has been replaced by Christ's way of living. Let me pray for us. Father God, thank you for giving us this new life, new identity. Thank you that you have sent your only child, Jesus, to be the bridge for us to reconcile with us. God, I pray that during this Lenten season, we will be excited about living this new life. We will no longer condemn ourselves, or we will not think of ourselves shameful. Because God, in your perfect love, there is no fear, no shame, and no guilt. God, I pray for us that we'll be able to lay down our past, our old self, to you, and really trust that you have forgiven us. You will not count our sin against us. God, thank you for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.